Justice sues to block the U.S. Airways American merger. Aspen's Evolution flight display wins EASA approval. And Sikorsky unveils a new VTOL research program. This is Aero News for Wednesday, August 14, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit to block the merger of U.S. Airways and American Airlines on the grounds that it would, quote, substantially lessen competition for commercial air travel throughout the United States, end quote. According to a statement from Assistant Attorney General Bill Baier, quote, neither airline needs this merger to succeed. We simply cannot approve a merger that would result in U.S. consumers paying higher fares, higher fees, and receiving less service, end quote. The suit was joined by the attorneys general of the states of Texas, America's home state, Arizona, U.S. Airways' home state, Pennsylvania, home to one of U.S. Airways' largest hubs, Florida, Tennessee, and Virginia and Washington, D.C., where both airlines operate. In his remarks presented in a conference call Tuesday, Baier said, quote, we filed the lawsuit today because we determined that the merger, which would create the world's largest airline and leave just three legacy carriers remaining in the U.S., would substantially lessen competition for commercial air travel throughout the United States. If this merger were to go forward, consumers would lose the benefit of head-to-head competition between U.S. Airways and American on thousands of airline routes across the country, in cities big and small. They will pay more for less service because the remaining three legacy carriers, United, Delta, and the new American, will have very little incentive to compete on price. End quote. ALPA released a statement Tuesday countering the DOJ's claims. That statement reads in part, quote, the Justice Department's move is not rooted in the economic reality facing the aviation industry and its workers. Moreover, the DOJ appears to have completely overlooked the need for U.S. carriers, such as American and U.S. Airways, to position themselves to compete in the international marketplace against powerful, often government-supported, foreign airlines. End quote. EASA has awarded an approved model list supplemental type certification to Aspen Avionics for its Evolution flight display. The EASA approval, effective August 6, 2013, authorizes installation of Aspen's system in more than 700 aircraft registered in EASA countries. Aircraft currently using software version 1.1 may convert to version 2.6.2 as long as the aircraft complies with the new STC. Software upgrades are free from Aspen, but dealer installation charges may apply. Since receiving its Federal Aviation Administration STC AML in 2008, Aspen Avionics has installed thousands of Evolution displays in general aviation aircraft, indicating an exceptional demand for an affordable glass cockpit solution. The EASA AML STC list includes over 40 aircraft manufacturers representing over 700 individual aircraft models now eligible for retrofit with Aspen's Evolution displays. Sikorsky has unveiled a major research program, designated Matrix Technology, to develop, test, and field systems and software that will improve significantly the capability, reliability, and safety of flight for autonomous, optionally piloted, and piloted vertical takeoff and landing, or VTOL, aircraft. In collaboration with the United Technologies Research Center, Matrix Technology aims to give both rotary and fixed-wing VTOL aircraft a high level of system intelligence needed to complete complex missions with minimal human oversight and at low altitudes where obstacles abound. While the aviation industry measures loss rates for current unmanned aircraft at approximately 1 per 1,000 flight hours, Sikorsky's Matrix Technology program aims to improve the unmanned aircraft loss rate to 1 per 100,000 flight hours. For the early flight test work, a safety pilot will remain aboard the aircraft. Through the end of 2014, the program has set rigorous key performance parameters that will test and refine software apps and complex algorithms to include demonstrating safe flight in obstacle-rich environments, shipboard and brownout condition landings, and cargo transport using an optionally piloted fly-by-wire Black Hawk helicopter. Governor Susana Martinez, U.S. Senator Tom Udall, and Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry joined the General Aviation Manufacturers Association and hundreds of manufacturing workers, local officials, business leaders, and aviation enthusiasts on Monday at Cutter Aviation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for a general aviation jobs rally. The event included remarks from leaders from Gamma members in New Mexico, including Aspen Avionics, Bendix King by Honeywell, and Eclipse Aerospace. When Aero News continues, quality versus quantity. Talk about a driver distraction. And Bo hops a ride on an Osprey.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. When rules that require 1,500 hours for a pilot to qualify as a first officer on an airliner took effect, the FAA said that they would produce safer pilots. The previous qualification was just 250 hours. The agency says that the more stringent qualifications mean pilots will have a better grasp of the fundamentals before they are placed in the cockpit of an airliner. But some are saying that the quality of a pilot's training is far more important than the sheer number of hours logged as pilot in command. The Chicago Tribune reports in an Enterprise story that at least one former American Airlines captain said that flight time can equate more to luck than proficiency or professionalism, quoting retired AA Captain Bill Parrott as saying, quote, "I flew with a guy with 10,000 hours in the military who scared the hell out of me," end quote. The new rules have also created a shortage of qualified pilots, according to the paper, leading regional airlines to offer signing bonuses to pilots who meet the minimum qualifications. One ERAU student told the paper that he expects his education will now wind up costing him at least $250,000 to meet the 1,500-hour requirement to become an airline pilot, compared to the $80,000 to reach the previous 250-hour benchmark. He said that a lot of students are incurring large student loans in an effort to make the grade. The FAA, however, is sticking to its guns. Speaking at a recent ALPA meeting in Washington, Deputy Administrator Michael Whitaker said the new levels of experience will, quote, help mitigate the risk of a first officer transitioning to captain before he or she is ready, end quote. Congress passed the new requirements partly in response to a Colgan Air regional airliner accident in 2009 that fatally injured 50 people. A single-engine Cessna belonging to the U.S. Air Force, with a pilot and flight instructor on board, made a forced landing on a highway near Dover, Delaware on Monday, causing the road to be closed for several hours. The plane landed in a field near the Air Force base, then went through a fence, and then was steered along the shoulder of Route 1 until it came to a stop in the median about 17:30 local time, according to Delaware State Police. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that no one was hurt in the accident, including the five people in a car that reportedly had to swerve to avoid colliding with the airplane. FAA records indicate the airplane is a 1967 Cessna 172E registered to the U.S. Air Force based at Dover Air Force Base. The plane was removed from the highway median sometime after 2000 Eastern Daylight Time Monday night. The incident is under investigation by the FAA and the NTSB. Bo, President Barack Obama's Portuguese water dog, did not travel with the rest of the family to their Martha's Vineyard vacation spot recently. Instead, the first dog arrived separately, aboard one of two Marine Corps MV-22 Ospreys used to transport the presidential party to the resort island. It is reportedly the first time an Osprey has been used by the president for vacation transportation. The Washington Times reports that President Obama will be staying at a resort at the western tip of the island. It was not reported why it was necessary for Bo to travel separately from the rest of the family. Bo was not the only one on board the Osprey that took him to the island. Other members of the president's entourage, including Secret Service and White House staffers, were also aboard. There was no word on how some of them might have felt about flying aboard the Dogbird. I guess it's true, then, that rank has its privilege. When I travel, my cat Bailey simply jumps into my 2011 Dodge Ram pickup truck and rides along with me. But then, I don't vacation at Martha's Vineyard either. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thank you so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.